This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans got a chance to weigh in Thursday on a proposed Bureau of Land Management rule that puts conservation on par with other uses for the public lands it manages. Kathleen Scamo with the Western Energy Alliance told members of the House Natural Resources Committee her members are worried.
You can't help but think that it's going to preclude other uses. It's going to preclude the grazing. It's going to preclude oil and gas development, solar, wind.
Eagle County Commissioner Kathy Chandler Henry, however, thinks adding conservation to BLM's priorities provides clarity and will promote ecosystem resilience.
Clarification of BLM's multi-use approach and providing tools to collaborate with all users is the best method of managing these public lands that we so dearly love.
The BLM extended the public comment period on the proposed rule to July 5th. There are now 64 people in the hospital with confirmed COVID-19 cases in Colorado. That's the lowest number since the pandemic began more than 3 years ago. The state's positive test rate is around 5%, now with far fewer people testing for COVID. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Denver today. CPR's Jenna McMurtry reports she is scheduled to land at noon and to speak at Northfield High School in northeast Denver.
The vice president is expected to talk about clean energy and her administration's attempts to combat the climate crisis. Harris last visited Colorado in March. She talked about the drought in the West and the public infrastructure improvements to address environmental injustices. The Denver Post reported that Harris will also speak with Denver students about a district-led climate initiative. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
Weeks of storms and heavy rainfall have nearly wiped out drought conditions across Colorado. Nearly the entire state is now drought-free. That's a big improvement from this time last year when more than three-quarters of Colorado was reporting moderate to extreme drought. For now, one tiny slice of the state is still seeing low levels of moderately dry conditions. That's in the far southeast corner in Baca County. This is CPR News.